Legislative Democrats in Oregon are keeping their promise to quickly use their larger majorities to their advantage. Lawmakers have sent a series of high-profile bills to the desk of Governor Kate Brown, many a near party-line votes. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Let's go back to the first day of the 2015 Oregon legislative session. Senate Democrats called reporters into their caucus room. Majority Leader Dianne Rosenbaum said the first few weeks of the session would go quickly.
There were a number of things that we're putting in a category of unfinished business that we want to get done.
Rosenbaum reeled off a list of 5 bills. Most had previously failed due to a lack of lawmakers supporting them. But with larger majorities in both the Oregon House and Senate, Democrats said those failures were soon going to be successes. And they were right. Even the mid-February resignation of Governor John Kitzhaber didn't slow down the pace of the session.
17 aye votes.
House Bill 2177 having received a constitutional majority, it's declared passed.
That's a bill that will automatically register eligible voters when they get their driver's licenses. It was a big priority for Democrats, but failed in the Oregon Senate 2 years ago when one of their members sided with Republicans. And it was on that day that then-House member Sarah Gelser decided she'd run for the Senate. Gelser won her race and replaced a Republican who had previously voted against it. After she helped push the voter registration bill across the finish line, she was beaming.
Today was one of the best moments I've ever had on a floor in the Oregon legislature.
Gelser remembered the day the bill first went down to defeat. She was proud to see her name up on the Senate voting board this time.
I took a photo 2 years ago, and now I have another one on my phone, and I'll probably frame it and put it in my office.
Other priority bills that Democrats approved in the first 5 weeks include legislation about carbon levels in fuel, class action damage awards, car insurance, and the state's failed health insurance exchange, Cover Oregon. Some Republicans did vote for some of the measures, but many, like GOP Senator Jeff Cruz, complained about the speed at which the bills moved forward.
For us to be rushing something as significant and monumental as this forward in such a breakneck speed is an irresponsible way to operate this government. The people of Oregon deserve better from us.
Cruz was speaking against a measure that will divert unclaimed class action damage awards to a state legal aid fund. It became the first bill to receive the signature of new Governor Kate Brown. Republicans also fought hard against another bill, a measure that would create a low-carbon standard for fuel sold in Oregon. House GOP leader Mike McClain tried to delay the vote.
It's March, and this bill's moving fast.
For him, too fast. McClain said the bill bears the imprint of former Governor John Kitzhaber and his fiancée, Sylvia Hayes.
In a mere few weeks after the extraordinary occurrence of the resignation of Governor Kitzhaber, we find ourselves here on the floor of the House of Representatives voting on that program.
Kitzhaber and Hayes are facing a federal criminal investigation, but Democrats said the bill had nothing to do with the ethics allegations that led to the governor's resignation. In the end, it passed without a single Republican vote. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.